Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December 15th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do it in the traditions of our founders, to focus, ladies and gentlemen, on clear issues that restore the republic. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic, as I know we are. A lot of crazy stuff going on everywhere on the news, but don't let that deter you. Let me just kind of start out this Christmas holiday season. Maybe I ought to start like this.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is my gift to you.
Yeah, buddy, come on.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
But welcome to the broadcast, Kirk Crosby.
So delightful. And since we no place to go.
Well, buenos dias. Greetings and salutations.
Howdy.
Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. Utah got nailed with a big old storm. There's snow outside everywhere.
Yes.
The headline from the Utah KSL, biggest news service in Utah, says, hey, you know what? Second day of crashes. Bumper cars out there. Everything's going crazy. Did you drive around yesterday, Kurt? Is there snow everywhere?
Yes. You know, I'm not telling you it's like 10 foot deep or anything, but, you know, you can
not 10 foot deep.
It's covering the ground, you know. And you got some to push and big delays at the airports and traffic jams and, you know, all that fun stuff that snow brings.
Well, were you loving it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that I'm dreaming of a white Christmas and let it snow, and all that stuff just doesn't work if there's no snow. You know what
well, I mean? It, what are you talking about? Sure it works.
Yeah.
Kurt,
okay.
Why are you saying it doesn't work?
All right.
I mean, no matter what, Kurt.
Yeah.
No matter what, he's coming to town, isn't he? Even if you don't have any snow.
Good point.
See what I'm talking about? When you got to get your priorities straight, he's coming. Do you believe he's coming to town, Kurt?
Well, I think he's on his way. He always is about this time of year.
Yes, sir.
You know,
he doesn't mess around. He's reliable, at least. He's about as reliable as the IRS is reliable to abuse the rest of us for Christmas. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Santa is coming to town. Now, there's so many different versions of that Santa Claus is coming to town song. That was a Vince Gill version, Kurt. This one.
Saint Nick is coming.
You heard this one before?
That one doesn't ring a bell.
That one's Chicago, man. They do a little different. St. Nick, man, he's coming. Okay. You gotta like that. Come on, this is dance.
Yeah.
This is.
There sure are lots of different versions of different Christmas tunes.
Now, if you basically are from the South, Santa comes too, whether there's snow or not.
Hey, guys, what's the problem?
The weather.
What do you mean? It's warm and beautiful outside.
Exactly.
See what I'm talking about?
No snow, no Santa. Which means I've been good all year for nothing.
See?
This is gonna be a miserable Christmas.
Well, maybe not, fellas.
See, Santa Claus is coming in a pickup truck now, buddy. See?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter how he's gotta get there.
Well, I've been sort of worried about Santa Claus this year.
You're worried? My life's riding on this delivery.
Cause we live away down south, and it didn't snow down here. But I'm telling you not to worry, cause I just got the word. Everybody listen closely, and I'll tell you what I heard.
What?
Santa's coming in a pickup. instead of his trusty sleigh.
So Christmas is here, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of folks are spending and getting and having a good time. And all I can tell you is Christmas is important. I choose to focus a little differently than most. You know, I like a lot of that fun Christmas song stuff. I really do. But I'll tell you what I like more. I like the real reason for the season.
Yeah.
One of the things that our family does, Kurt, is our family gives a gift to Jesus Christ every Christmas, Kurt.
Very good.
And we do it individually, and it's something you write on a piece of paper and you wrap up.
Is that part of that whole terrorism thing?
Well, probably, yeah. I know it's crazy. It's out of control, I know. But what we do is we give something to the Savior, and then on Christmas morning, before we open anything else, we open the Christmas present to Jesus that we gave on his behalf, and we basically, you know, what you give is you give, like, maybe I'm going to try to do better to be cheerful this year. I know that's kind of crazy. I know. You know what I mean? People just get all mad when you do that and stuff, right?
That's ticking me off.
I hear that. See, you try to be cheerful, something like that, or, you know, maybe you'd say, I'm going to really try to get along with my siblings and have less tension or something like that. You know what I mean? Or contention.
Yeah, imagine that.
Less contention in my house, that kind of stuff. I'm going to try to reach out with more faith. I'm going to try to have more faith. I'm going to try to find ways to serve. You know, that kind of stuff. Just
that'll
crazy.
Get you right on the MIAC report, man. You know, you just keep that up.
I hear that. So it's kind of crazy. But see, that's just kind of how we do Christmas. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We had on Mike Teal. He's from Simpsonville, South Carolina, and he's got a slogan on his sign on his business. You want to piss off Obama? Buy a gun. We're talking about Simpsonville Gun and Pond, Kurt. Real company, real story, real people. One guy that works there that came up with the idea with Mike, the owner, is a veteran. We thank him for his service. And see, they're just mad, Kurt. They're just like, you know what? This is out of control. This president is just violating the laws. He's out of control. So we also had on our guest, Mr. Michael Connolly, executive director and attorney for the United States Justice Foundation, USJF.net. Mm-hmm. He has this booklet out called Our Constitution, michaelconnolly.jigsy.com for you to learn more about that. We talked about Connecticut to be the first state to ban gun sales from the no-fly list, Associated Press. We talked about our veterans are being hammered again. VA cancels Christmas is the article that Liberty Roundtable columnist Michael Connolly wrote. And it's now up on libertyroundtable.com. I mean, see, we're running around promoting Christmas. They're anti-Christmas. Then they say we're a domestic threat. Mm-hmm. Kurt Russell blasts gun control push. I think it's absolutely insane. Boy, do you agree with Kurt on that, huh, Kurt?
Yeah.
All right, that was hour good one, stuff. Hour two. We had our guest on, Mr. Joel Skiles and worldaffairsbrief.com. We talked about commandos say no to women in special operations jobs. The men in the U.S. military's most dangerous jobs care a little about political correctness or gender equality, and they simply have a message for their political leadership. You know what? When we're bleeding out or dying on the battlefield, women have no place with us. Associated Press. San Bernardino, we talked about this article that Joel Skousen wrote. San Bernardino, a false flag black operation. We talked about hate speech against Trump. It's ratcheting to new levels. We talked about a Middle East update. We talked about Turkey invades Iraq. We talked about how the Turkey, or how do you say it? Is it Turkians, Kurt?
Yeah, the Turks, I think.
The
they
Turks,
call them
yeah,
Turks.
Good. The Turks, that's right. Sorry. The Turks and the United States getting together, and, well, they're the ones that are letting ISIS sell oil to bring in bunches of cash. Supreme Court refuses to halt state gun bans. Military responds on Benghazi. Backlash from the right in Latin America. We talked about it all with Mr. Joel Skousen from his latest World Affairs Brief. You can get a free copy. Just get a hold of worldaffairsbrief.com. Commentary on a troubled world going on now. Get your free copy today. Sign up for the weekly educational newsletter in your email every Friday morning, I should say. All right, worldaffairsbrief.com. They do a great job. That's the recap. Available now on demand at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com. Hi, Kurt. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable for today, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
People have been telling me, Kurt, that I need to turn your channel up, so I did. So hopefully somebody can email me back and say, is it better? Am I doing better on that? No, that's good, Kurt. We got to make sure that you can hear you as well as me.
One lady says the main problem is me. I'll start out higher and then I get softer. And
or
so
sometimes if you're tired, you'll start out softer and then get louder.
Oh, yeah, that's bad, too.
Anyway, I don't adjust as well as I should because let's just talk about what I do. I just kind of sit around lazy-like and stuff, and hang tight, Liberty Roundtable, live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm a dreaming of a white Christmas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Crosby wanted to jump in and have a white Christmas. So he's got it, man. I gave it to him. It snows outside. Put that dude on the radio. A white Christmas, Kirk Crosby style. What do you say, sir? We got it done just for you.
Thank you. I enjoy those kind of Christmas tunes. I guess it's just because as I get older, I enjoy those older versions.
Yeah, but you like that Bing Crosby stuff too, don't you?
Yeah, I remember teaching Bing how to sing back when I was a kid, you know, and all that stuff.
And all right, well, I got Michael Ball and the Andrews Sisters and Bing Crosby and Elvis Presley and, you know, the Carpenters, and I got lots of Christmas tunes, buddy. And I'll make sure they come your way old style. How's that? Yeah, man, just the way I kind of help out Kirk Crosby. By the way, I had to move Kirk Crosby to a phone line. We got a little technical glitch we're working on.
Yeah.
We'll get that solved. You know, Angels We Have Heard on High, Amy Grant. Mm-hmm. You know, I could do the Reliant K version and rock you out if you want. Should we try that just for kind of kicks and giggles so you kind of get it? See, you like the Reliant K version, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Angels We Have Heard on High, sweetly singing on the plains and the mountains in reply.
You don't like that, huh?
Well, I don't mean I'm totally against it. It's just I'm less of a fan of it.
Are you more like the Hoffman House? Listen to this one. See? That's my style right there, buddy.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply.
See, that's how I kind of like it. So that's the Hoffman House style. A little different than the Reliant K kind, you know?
All yes, right. It is.
Well, anyway, while you reboot your computer there, Kurt, we do have some
first
serious...
first time I got connected up again, I still had the bad audio, so it's doing it again. But anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll
maybe
work
it's
on it.
The snow.
I don't know what's going on, but maybe it's just the government trying to sabotage. Meanwhile, though, we got a global jihad going on that we got to talk about. This is serious business, folks. This is weird stuff.
Well, yeah, Sam, you know how they, you know, they try to tell us that there's no problem with this whole, you know, Muslim thing. It's really not that big of a factor. It's just, you know, everybody's making too much of it. And yet,
in fact, to even be concerned just shows what a religious bigot you are.
Yeah, good point. You know, and you know, and then you've got these reports, and we've heard them before, of people saying that, hey, overseas, they literally have areas, you know, especially in the European area, where they basically kind of seceded. The police just don't go there. Of course, you know, they didn't bring this up in the story, but we've got places like that in America where the gangs basically, you know, are in charge of those areas. The police don't go in there, you know, and you see that kind of thing going on, you know. And
yeah, and here's the thing. Trump had the guts to speak out about this, Kurt, and they mocked him and just ridiculed him. And he basically said, you know what, over in Europe, they got these, I don't know what they call them, no-go zones or whatever. Trump was right on this, though. Now you even got the cops over in, England or whatever saying it's true.
Yeah.
Trump's right.
You're exactly right. You know, they've got, I guess, what they call Sharia police, and they're free to patrol the German streets in certain areas. And this is according to a German court. This is a World Net Daily piece, by the way. A German court has given the green light to Sharia police who patrol city streets in search of Islamic law violators. This judge ruled just recently that Salafist, I don't, you know, it's S-A-L-A-F-I-S-T men who were arrested in Wuppertal, it's W-U-P-P-E-R-T-A-L, Germany, some town in Germany, in September 2014 did nothing wrong when they arraigned passers-by attempting to enter clubs, casinos, and bars. Members of the Islamic group wore vests with Sharia police printed across the back and carried Sharia-controlled zone signs, according to the BBC.
Now, this is out of control because really the rule of law is what's important. And again, this is the problem with immigration. Okay, I'm not against people wanting a better life, and I'm not against people coming here, and I don't care what color, what language, any of the, none of those things matter. But I'll tell you what does matter, and that is the ability to learn about America, to become an American, and assimilate into our society. Now, I don't care if you speak a different language at home. I don't care if you have cultures and traditions and, you know, those kind of things that you bring forward from your mother country. That's all fine.
Yep.
But what you've got to do is be willing to obey the supreme law, that is the Constitution. You need to understand the checks and balances in America. In other words, the checks and balances between the three branches of the federal government, the checks and balances between the federal government and the states, the responsibility that we have as Americans to vote, to be self-governed in our personal life, to look towards God, a greater source of authority, with a moral compass rather than government. Okay, there's some fundamentals that you've absolutely got to agree with. And this idea that in America we could have, quote, no-go zones because they would be kind of controlled by, like, Sharia police or whatever. No-go zones existing in America. We don't want that to happen. And because I say that, they kind of claim I'm crazy. I'm somehow unkind, unfair, whatever. Now, if a person who happens to be a Muslim, you know what, wants to become an American, wants to back the American ideologies, and I'm not saying we have to agree on every issue, but they need to understand and be taught about and agree with the fundamentals of America. We also need to vet them to make sure that we're not letting criminals and terrorists and folks who want to push for a global jihad takeover, that they're not allowed to gain a foothold or control. This is very clear stuff, and it's not that we hate them because of their religion. The debate then becomes, is there a difference between a radicalized Muslim, Kurt, and a Muslim?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. I mean, you know, just like Americans, there are some who, hey, they agree with the Constitution, and then there's others who, and I can think of a number of them in Congress, et cetera, who literally want to completely change the Constitution or eliminate it, you know. And so we'd call those radicalized Americans, I guess. You've certainly got those zones like in the big cities where I'm sure the police know that, hey, it's just not smart to move in there. There are reports out of England where, the policemen are told, hey, don't wear your regular police uniforms in certain areas because basically you'll be a target. When you have that, like that story that says Trump is right, please say parts of Britain are no-go areas due to ISIS radicalization. Officers of today sensationally backed Donald Trump's controversial claim that parts of the country are no-go areas because of growing Islamist extremism.
Let's talk more about understanding the difference between, they would say, Islam and radical Islam. I would change the phrasing. And we'll do it in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable, live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Kurt's going to like this one, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go on a sleigh ride. A musical sleigh ride. A single ringable ride. Two of us side by side. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, ting. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together.
Come on, Kurt, you're supposed to start singing, my friend.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling.
Yeah.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
All right, see?
Yes, sir. It's good stuff, huh?
Yeah, fantastic stuff, if you ask me. Merry Christmas to all of you from us, the Liberty Roundtable team. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it just doesn't work if you're like down in Chile or, you know, South America
too,
where you're withering in the heat, I suppose.
Dude, then but, you just do like a salsa Christmas. Come on.
Yeah, I was listening to one guy and he was telling about when he grew up down by, in California by the harbor. And he said, oh, every Christmas we'd go watch the boats go around and, with their, Christmas lights on. And I thought, man, that's a little different than me, I grew up with the snow and, the mountains and the cold, and that's, kind of what Christmas looks like in my mind.
Yeah, and to me, there's no Christmas if there's not popcorn. That's just me.
Good.
All right. All right, so
yeah,
understanding the difference between Islam and radical Islam. See, that's what they want us to discuss or debate about this, Kurt. And I would like to change the discussion for a minute.
All right.
Because Islam's just the latest label.
Yeah.
Okay, this kind of abuse has been going on for literally centuries, Kurt.
Right.
And
called
whether
bad
it's,
guys.
Yeah, called bad guys. I couldn't agree more. And the real issue is, do you really believe in religion to help you live a better life, to be a better person? Or do you exploit religion? Do you abuse religion all in the name of, your, quote, cause? So the people that are radical Muslims, they're not literally using their religion, Kurt, to better themselves and those around them. They're exploiting the religion. More people have been killed in the name of Christianity than almost any other religion, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would they be, radicalized Christians?
Well, when bad guys do stuff, whether it's in religion or anything else,
it's bad.
Just because they're bad. Yeah.
It's not because, and religion's just the latest cover or the cloak or the, hide behind, whatever word you want to use. Okay, so I don't even want to debate this, You know, is there a difference between Islam and radical Islam? And some would say there's no difference at all. Just go read the Quran. Well, look, the Bible's pretty rowdy, too. History is full of violence, folks. There's no doubt about that. But every time, it's the good guys against the bad guys, Kurt. Just like you wisely pointed out. Mm-hmm. Every single time. Those who want freedom and liberty and safety and God, family, and country versus those who want tyranny and control and whatever else they want. Blood, money, whatever. And it's simply the good guys against the bad guys.
Yep.
It's bad never been different, Kurt. Even biblically speaking, in the premortal world before we came to this earth, there was a war in heaven. That's biblical. Okay, even that battle was there, Kurt, the good guys against the bad guys.
Yep.
Anyway, I don't mean to digress on this, but I just want to really hammer this home because I don't want to debate Islam and act like everybody that believes in the Muslim religion is evil. That isn't true, folks. It's a lie. Your next-door neighbor, and now, see, what they want you to do, though, is they want you to believe that Al-Qaeda is behind every bush, and there's got to be a radicalized Muslim right near you. And if you see one, you need to absolutely freak. See, I don't believe any of that, Kurt. Now, do I agree that there's bad people that can take advantage of us anywhere, anytime? Sadly, the answer is yes, Kurt. Yeah, whether they wear a jihad.
A gangster outfit, or a mafia.
I remember the mafia was going to protect us from Islam in New York. Remember this?
Yeah, that's
right. It's crazy. And then you got the IRS running around. Who's worse? The Muslim, radicalized
CIA,
Muslims.
You know, the
Hitler, the CIA, IRS. You know, who's worse, or the mafia guy? Which guy's worse? And I respond and say, I have no idea. They're all just bad guys, Kurt.
Bad or bad and good or good. And there can be good guys right in each one of those places. You know,
and there can be bad guys in those places.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, I believe every organization is infiltrated.
Yeah, with good or bad. And maybe a little of each, you know, most of the time. You just have to hunt for them.
Anyway, it's sad, and I believe that we should stop all immigration until we can get a handle on appropriate vetting processes and specific things in place to make sure we have zero tolerance of illegality.
Of bad guys.
Yeah. Illegality of anybody.
Yeah, that's bad.
Well, because there's probably a lot of good guys that are involved in some illegality, especially when it comes to immigration. They don't mean to be illegal. They're just kind of caught in our horrible policies. Yes. Okay, but I would like to somehow let them become above board and be legal in certain ways, not rewarding them for their illegality. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's got to be a way to make legal good and right and honorable and illegal bad, and we got to make that illegal door closed. We got to make that legal appropriate door open. But we got to do it in a way that we can assimilate and separate the good guys from the bad guys. And I don't care what religion, I don't care what nation, I don't care where, we need to figure a way out to do that. And will we be perfect at it? No, we won't. Freedom has costs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to let people be free, there's going to be potentials for trouble. But there's potentials for trouble even if, I mean, look, what if you just locked up everybody? Then everybody would be safe? Okay, they're crazy. Okay, so freedom and the ability to worship how, where, or what you may. And the ability to coexist peacefully and kindly and to live the Christian do unto others as you would have them do unto you ideology, the golden rule, so to speak, is the answer, period, every time. The question is, how do we make sure that we don't let the bad apples come among us to the best of our ability? That's all we're talking about. It isn't a racial debate. It isn't a religious debate. It isn't a let's attack certain people. It's not on the attack. It's a defensive mechanism. In an effort to maximize freedom. All right, Trump is right, though, when he says, hey, in the UK, they've even let them take over to the point where they have no-go zones. And everybody snickered and laughed and mocked. And now the UK police say, you guys are crazy. He's right. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, the big shots, you know, the British politicians, including David Cameron, I think he's their prime minister, called Trump's speech, he called it divisive, unhelpful, and then he says it was quite simply wrong. And yet, you know what you've got, Sam, is you've got basically here's what several police officers said. One officer in London said the firebrand presidential hopeful, you know, we're talking about Trump, was pointing out something plainly obvious.
See, and I agree with that statement. See, what's divisive is to pretend this doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And then to start attacking those who point out the truth. This does exist. This
to
is wrong.
The emperor's wearing new clothes and he's buck naked. You know, yeah. I mean, it's just.
This is wrong when we allow these people to take over it. To say, for example, in America, look, the rule of law is the Constitution.
Yeah.
And we can't just Muslim no-go zones happen.
Yeah, one police officer in Lancashire, I don't go there very often, but anyway, he said the police have to ask local Muslim leaders for permission before sending patrols into their communities. that's just, it doesn't really sound like
it. Hey, we have a criminal that's running rampant and killing people. Pretty please, may I go in? I'll give you Girl Scout cookies if you let me enter. See, this is crazy talk, Kurt. This is insanity.
The Metropolitan. Then you've got the big shots at the headquarters, the Metropolitan Police. They issued a withering statement saying Mr. Trump could not be more wrong. While the London mayor, Boris Johnson, I thought that was a Russian name. But anyway, said his claims were utter nonsense. Yeah. And then one guy talking to
Breitbart.
Well,
why don't we just do reality TV and we'll let some of these bureaucrats just roll into the no-go zones, buddy, and watch what happens.
Yeah, good point. One officer that serves in West London says Islamification has and is occurring. You have to have extra vigilance in certain parts when you're working. One guy talking to Breitbart added, when I was a teenage lad in Burnley, there were no-go white areas. This is the case still nationally, including London, where you have to have extra vigilance in certain parts when you are working. I don't see why this is like such big news. I mean, this has been going on in America forever. Try certain parts of Chicago, certain parts of L.A.,
Roll on right down to Compton and hang out in the hood and see how cool it is.
Yeah. Another officer with Lancashire Police said that officers have to contact local community leaders to get permission, like we talked about, before they're allowed to patrol in Muslim areas of Preston. Policeman posted in Yorkshire that he said police top brass were so afraid of potential terrorist attacks, he had been ordered not to wear police uniforms in his own patrol car.
Yeah, don't you dare dress up like a cop, because cops ain't welcome here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bring that up, though, man. You're terrorist numero uno. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Merry Christmas. News the Nightmares refuse to use straight ahead. By the way, thepowermall.com is your answer for Christmas gifts.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got so much news to work through. Kurt, anything else on this issue? But it's serious. We need to really define it what it is, and I'm disappointed in the mainstream press for leaving it a Muslim issue and for leaving it this idea that we're going to debate whether Trump's right, whether there's no-go zones or not. We're just going to play games and not get to the truth here. We're going to act like it's just a Muslim issue or a radical issue, and we're going to, you know, criticize people for saying things or not being able to say things or whatever. Why don't we just call it what it is?
Yeah.
Look, the good guys are bent against the bad guys here, and you know what? We cannot let the bad guys win. Now let's figure out the best way to go about stopping the bad guys and letting the good guys live free, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, like this whole talk of, people are just, they're tired of lies from their politicians, and when they hear somebody like Trump kind of telling it like it is. You know, here's this one police officer. He says, he's pointed out something, talking about Trump. He says he's pointed out something that is plainly obvious, something which I think we aren't as a nation willing to own up to. Do you think a U.S. police department would ban officers from wearing their uniforms under jackets, etc.?
Yeah, hold on. For Muslims, I think they might, Kurt.
Well, or for gangsters, you know, in certain parts of the town, you know, if you want to have your officers live, you better do that, right? It says,
well, only, hold on,
their
only
uniform,
if you ignore the truth and won't answer the truth for so long, you create such a crisis that you may be forced to bring in the military to solve. Only if you let it get to that extreme of a level, Kurt. If we deal with it appropriately, openly, candidly now, we won't get to that point. And that's the whole reason
part of the whole
that we think it's so important.
Political correctness kind of deal where you just, you know, you say up is down and down is up and green is red and, you know, anyway, it goes on like that.
Good point.
But this guy said, you know, this policeman from over in England, he says, we implement half measures such as no one is allowed to come into work half blues, even in your own cars, because if you get beheaded, it'll be your own fault.
Yeah, that'd be your fault if you did that. Run around and get beheaded,
you know,
like that.
That just means you've got a problem when you worry about getting beheaded on the way into work. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, Kurt, I think the biggest problem that we've got is that, well, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's just other people. Do you think people are just eating too much sugar, Kurt? Is that the problem?
Well, what's amazing to me is, Sam, I remember hearing about, you know, the negative parts of sugar in early broadcasts we did, and I thought, man, I didn't know. I mean, we had these real smart, you know, individuals who said they had all this data that said that, hey, if you, you know, basically ingest the stuff, you know, it literally makes your immune system, well, it paralyzes it. And I thought, what? I mean, I never heard that growing up from anybody. I mean, it's like sugar's like one of your best friends. It's like one of the five food groups, you know,
you're
almost,
talking.
Or whatever.
Heck yeah.
And yet, every so often, you'll see these reports where, you know, somebody comes out and says, hey, guess what? We did more research and we found out that sugar wasn't good for you. And I'm always thinking, well, I think we've kind of known that, but it's almost like this jihad situation. Well, we wouldn't really want to say it, though. You know, I mean, we, you know, like in this case, they say Americans consume too much added sugars. Now, that's according to a study, and they say it's killing us. And I'm thinking, well, you know, this is almost like a Trump statement, you know, that it, where he says there's bad guys at the border. Oh, well, brand new information. And yet, you know, it's, I guess you could say, time to face the facts, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, there's so many options when it comes to this whole, you know, white sugar thing. You know, embrace the good stuff, you know, like the good fruits and vegetables and the good things that taste good. You'll find that, you know, if you're somebody who's, you know, down in, you know, way more sugar than we should. And by the way, we used to, you know, the average American, oh, take us back 100 years, we'd have about 6 pounds of sugar a year, maybe. Now we're close to 160 to 180 pounds a year. But, you know, if you begin to change that diet and focus on all those good things that really do taste good, you know, bananas, apples, oranges, I mean, you just go on down the list. Find good stuff like that, grapes, etc., you know, that tastes good and gives you that, the real kind of sugar that you're supposed to have, or I should say the real kind of sweet, because in my opinion, that's the way they trick you. They tell you that honey is the same as sugar. I mean, it has sugar in it, and it's not, ladies and gentlemen. It's just sweet to the taste.
Well, it does have sugar.
It's not the same as white sugar. Well,
it's, hold on,
not
it's how the sugar
stir in your sugar.
Well, hold on. Honey's got sugar in it, and now you can debate what the body can use and what the body can't use. And anything sweet
or what
these
sugar
days,
is, right?
Hold on. Anything sweet these days is considered sugar. Okay, now that's
yeah,
where
but
the
that's
problem
because
is.
They want to blur the issue, right?
Yeah, that's where the problem is. And so
yep.
What they want you to believe is that your body can assimilate any of these man-made things as if it was natural sugars. Okay, which is a lie. That isn't the truth. And that's where the problem really lies. See, they're not the same. The body cannot deal with them or assimilate them the same way at all, Kurt. And that's the big point that you're making here is that, look, just because something's sweet, that doesn't mean that it's same. Okay, there's a lot of difference in how
that's
the body can respond to those different things that you provide to it. And when it's man-made processed, the body simply cannot respond the same way. It sends a lot of the systems in the body, in order to cope with those things, the body has to employ extreme measures is the point. Whereas the natural sugars in God-given fruits and vegetables, etc., those sugars the body can respond to well. First off, there's a little bit of portion control when it comes to the way God delivers those things. Secondly, it's how the body assimilates those different things. So sugar is a general phrase they use, but in that, in my opinion, lays the lie.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And, you know, like right now in my fingers, I've got one little slice of one of these little things they call cuties. And what these are is, you know, we used to, when we were growing up, we called these tangerines or, you know, they're just a really small little piece of fruit.
Now they call them clementines,
you know,
Kurt.
Yeah, that's another name for them. You know, some smart guys have figured out, hey, like you always say, it's what you know, the terms we use, you know, the pro-choice crowd, et cetera, or whatever. And in this case, they call them cuties or clementines. They're just a nice little piece of fruit, you know, citrus, and yet typically the flavor's fantastic, you know, and you can get plenty of, I guess you could say, sweet. You know, another thing we
keep around
here.
Yeah, but Kurt, how are you going to get everybody addicted and jonesing and freaking out and all out of control and fighting and melting the country down if they do that stuff? Come on.
Yeah, I forgot about that part. But anyway, another thing we get is, you know, these bags full of these, I think they're gala apples, if I remember
right. Yeah, they are. That's right. Now, you can't really say that these days.
Yeah,
gala.
But anyway, they have such a good taste.
See, in my day,
they'd
be like apples for cheerful parties and stuff. But hey, what do I know?
Yeah, good point. But anyway, there's good stuff out there. You just have to hunt for it. And if it's bad, it's bad. And if it's good, it's good. It's just, you know, good and bad. That's how it works.
Kurt, how are you going to deceive anybody out of their liberty if you just do the good, bad, like that thing? I mean, come on.
I know, yeah. It's kind of basic, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. What a tale to tell. You know, what a sad situation, folks, in America when it's so hard to kind of ferret out the truth. But Kurt's right. Americans consume too much added sugars. And that's kind of the point here is, you know, do we need to add sugar to everything? And I think oftentimes if we just quit adding sugar to things, whether it's added by ourselves, our own hand, or whether it's added, you know, in the processing department of your favorite manufacturer, the Lord knew how much sugar we'd need, and he knew in which form that type of, I don't want to say chemical, that type of natural delivery should be. And when we tamper with it, it's trouble every time. Mm-hmm. Right, Kurt? Yahoo's mayor. Do you know who she is?
Yeah. Marissa?
Yeah, Marissa Mayer gave birth to twin girls. And I know that somebody's going to say, Sam, this was like weeks ago. What are you talking about it now for?
She's married too, right?
Well, yeah, and that's the reason that I want to talk about it.
She has a husband.
I know we're late to the party a little bit, but we've been so busy with things that it's been hard to get to it. But first off, she's married, and I think that's just tremendous. Secondly, she had twins, and you know what the coolest part of it all is?
She didn't want to, like, abort them?
No. She wanted to keep them, and her husband wanted to keep them, and they're happy about them, and they want to all stay together.
Wow.
I mean, they need to be on the no-fly list, for sure.
Yeah, this is my, kind of thinking, for sure, yeah.
But I want to commend them, I want to congratulate them, and I want to thank them, because I'm not telling you they're perfect, Kurt, I'm just telling you, they got a lot right there. And in that a lot right that they have going on, we need to reward and support that.
A man and a woman and children and, you know, hanging together, working together, even wealthy ones like Marissa Mayer at Yahoo.
Roger that, sir.
Doesn't she know that it's not necessary if you've got lots of money?
Well, she disagrees, Kurt. Now, I know that she's probably feeding them too much sugar.
Yeah. Well, she's moving forward, making
but
a
still,
difference.
Hey, good job,
Marissa
for her,
Mayer.
And I commend her. And I'm just saying, maybe we ought to have a little more of that in America. Even the Muslims get it. They have a bunch of babies, Kurt.
Amen to that.
And we commend them, too.
That's how you populate the earth.
Oh, yeah. All right. If we did that, man, we could have all kinds of people that would vote for constitutional principles and be self-governed. It would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
LibertyRoundtable.com, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. After all, we claim this nation shall endure.